Taj Roberts, super sophomore for the University of Louisville. Thanks for being with us on Nothing But Net. We love seeing you. We love having you on the podcast for the first time. I hope it's the first of many.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, and I think this is probably one of my first podcasts, so this is pretty cool.
Well, come on, let's make you a star. I mean, you're already doing your part on the court. Let's find out a little bit more about you. You're kind of a quiet person, I know from being around you. Tell us a little bit about your background around your family.
Yes, so I've lived with my mom, and I have an older sister. We're 10 years apart, and I have a younger brother. We're 5 years apart. My sister and brother, they played soccer all the way up until high school, really. Now my brother plays football, and my sister, she's currently a JAG officer in the Navy, and my mom's a social worker, and my brother's currently a freshman in high school playing football. So that's
Anybody has a member in the military, it always gives me the chills because I know what an incredible sacrifice that is, not just for what they're serving our country, but what it must mean for your family. What does it mean to see your sister being a JAG officer? That is incredible.
No, it really is incredible. I think I have a bit of history of family in the military because my grandfather, he was in the Navy as well. And then my uncle is currently in the Air Force and he's stationed in Germany. And my sister is stationed in Italy, so it's funny. They're kind of close together, so they'll be spending Christmas together. They won't be able to make it to the States this year, but I'm glad they have each other. And it's pretty cool to have that military background in my family, and you know, for them to sacrifice themselves for this country, it's amazing.
What about your brother playing football? Tell us a little bit about it. Is he going to be a Division I player? Is he kind of an athlete like you?
Yes, that's the plan. He's very tall. He's taller than me. He's a big boy, but he plays receiver and linebacker. So he went the football route instead of basketball. But he's young, and he played soccer up until high school. So he's just recently gotten into football, but he really likes it. And he enjoys it, and he puts in the work. So that's the plan, is to get to the next level.
When you come from a military background, like the way you outlined your family, the natural question next is discipline, right? Because you have to be so disciplined to be a member of the military in some form or fashion. How has that helped shape you as a person and as a basketball player?
I think just seeing growing up, like my grandpa, he was very structured. Every time we went to his house, like things had to be in a certain order and stuff like that. And if you move something in the wrong way, you know, you always make sure to put it back. So I think for me, just looking at it in the basketball side, I'm very scheduled when it comes to my workouts and routine and trying to do everything the same way, just to stay consistent and not having anything change too much. So I think that's something that has followed me throughout, is just being organized and very structured.
You don't have to be a senior to be a leader. You can have a lot of different ways to lead. You can lead with your voice. You can lead with your actions. How do you lead to make your teammates better?
My first natural leadership role for me, and I think it's been my leadership role since I've been young, is lead by example, whether that's getting in the gym, you know, showing my teammates that I'm willing to work no matter what, you know, if that's in practice, you know, just being the first in the drill. So that's my first natural leadership. But with this year and with a young team, and I've been able to grow into that more vocal leader, which isn't my favorite, but I've started to grow and be better than that. And I'd say for this team, I'm kind of the coach on the floor. So that's what I'm really say my leadership role for this year.
You're not just the coach on the floor. You get the top defender every night. Your skill set has allowed you to, you know, be the person that they target on the scouting report. What's that been like preparing for that? Because that's a different mental level. Like when you go from, you know, being one of the guards to now you're the top guard and everyone's trying to take stuff away from you.
At first, I think it's a matter of respect and honor, you know, that I get the best defender to guard me. What an opportunity to be able to compete with the best people in the country. So I first take that as a compliment in itself. But I think it's just preparing me for later in March, preparing me for later throughout my junior and senior season. But I also think it's good for me as well just to accept the challenge, because it's definitely different from last year. Yeah. You know, Raven Johnson, when we played South Carolina, she's a great defender. And I kind of got a glimpse at that. So yeah, that was pretty cool.
So let's talk about the South Carolina game a little bit, because you made a bunch of shots in the game. And there's one shot that you didn't make.
Right.
we saw the emotion on your face immediately, even though you guys still had a chance. It was an incredible game, right? You made a lot of tough shots.
Right.
How did you handle the emotions of missing that last shot?
You know, I think as an athlete, you know, Coach Walls talked about like what was different between all the other shots that I missed, because, you know, I wasn't a perfect 100% in the game. And I think, of course, it's the last shot. So it stings a little bit more than anything else. But I think for me, I really have high expectations for myself, and I put a lot of standard and pressure on myself. So I think just having the opportunity in that game with us playing such a full game and us coming together as a whole, as a team, I think it stung a little more just because I knew we had it right there. And honestly, looking back at it, you know, and being able to reflect on it, what an opportunity and blessing just to be able to even take the shot, you know, my teammates and coaches to trust in me to, you know, have the last shot. So that in itself is amazing. But, you know, it's one game. So I got to continue to move on and, you know, get better and put that in my rearview mirror, because at the end of the day, we have so many more games to play. And, you know, it was a good game for our team, but, you know, the most important games are, you know, coming up in March. So,
yeah, basketball is not always, you know, what happens. It's how you respond to it, right? And you're right. You said all the key things. They drew it up for you. Your teammates trusted you. They executed. You had a great look. I believe in karma in basketball. Do you believe in karma? That means the next time around.
Yes, that's what everybody's been telling me, and I believe it. I think the opportunity is going to present itself again, and you know, I'm going to relish in the moment and be ready for the opportunity.
The vulnerability of the tears, I think, shows incredible strength, because it shows how much you really care.
Mm-hmm.
What did you take from that, like that experience moving forward? Because you're going to be in that situation again. Right. There's no way you cannot be in that situation again sometime during the season.
Right. Ultimately, I think I'm going to do a better job of, you know, hiding my eyes a little bit. But I think I wasn't really thinking about that, because, like I said, I just think how well put together our team played that game. It just, for us to finally get over that hump of, you know, all of us showing up, all of us playing four quarters, you know, all of us being there for each other. And, you know, it was, the atmosphere was so, so amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
So it was just a crazy game. Like, honestly, it felt like a March Madness game. So, when the opportunity comes, you know, whatever the outcome be, I'm going to handle myself in a, you know, in a different light. But, you know, I don't mind showing emotion, because it shows that I do care and I am very passionate for this game. And if you know me, that's exactly what, you know, I would have done regardless.
Not surprised at your emotional reaction at all. So take us inside the brain of Jeff Walls a little bit, because not everyone can play for Jeff. He's tough love. And but at the same time, we know how much he cares about his players, and we know what kind of relationships he has with his players, or I do. I've known Jeff for a long time. I've watched, I've listened to how much he cares. I know how much he cares about you.
Yes.
He is a really smart, savvy in-game adjuster,
yes.
Right? There'll be times when he'll draw something up, like the play he ran for you at the end. Take us inside what it's like working with Jeff in that capacity, like the conversations that you two must have about just around the game, about personnel and situations.
Yes. I think my favorite part of the game is dead ball situations, because when it comes to drawing up a play, it's going to work when he's drawing it up. And I think he gets, like, you can see him, like, get so excited when he's drawing up a play, because he knows that's his specialty and he loves to do it. Just seeing how his brain works in practice with drawing up plays to in-game, like you said, the in-game adjustments and seeing how they're guarding us. Like, he loves to tell us, like, first play out, you know, go out there and do exactly what I asked, just so he can see how they're guarding us. And then he'll have a quick adjustment just based off seeing, you know, the first play. So he's really intelligent when it comes to the X's and O's, and, you know, getting his players to, you know, execute the right way. And if we execute and just follow his play, it's 9 times out of 10, it works out.
We're going to have a lot of opportunity on Sunday coming up, your next opponent, North Carolina. So there's two ranked teams in the ACC going head to head in Chapel Hill. This is a big one. You guys already played a conference game on the road at Clemson. Now you're going on the road again to play another conference game in Chapel Hill on Sunday. Take us a little bit inside the scouting report, Taj, about what you're looking forward to.
I think this game for us is continuing first for us is continuing to play, you know, four full quarters, hard on defense. You know, we're a team that we know we can score the ball. The ball's going to go in the basket. We're going to make shots. You know, we have different weapons on our team offensively who can do different things. I think our main thing is focusing on rebounding the ball, offensively and defensively, but as well as defending. That's something we like to do is turn teams over and pressure the ball. So I think that's something we have to commit to is defending that their team and making it hard for them to do what they want. You know, they have some great players on their team. So our job is to stop the dribble penetration, you know, for them to create for, you know, their players. And so they don't get out in transition as well.
And your size up front, you've got a little more depth, I think, on the interior than they have. As a guard and somebody that, you know, can play off the post and can relocate on the perimeter and to cut off the post, the things that you do well, how important is it to establish the interior game early?
I think it's very important, especially because our posts, like you said, we have posts who can really see the floor and pass the ball. You have Laura, who also stretches the floor, who can shoot the three. So it just makes it so much easier for us guards to navigate, as well as hitting the post, letting the post see a couple, you know, balls go in and they're backing it up. So then that allows us to open it up even more and show us to pass it in and cut right off. So I think it's amazing to establish that from the get-go and know that we like to play inside and out, and that gets us going.
I've been in your practice facility many times. There's a lot of banners hanging in there. There's a lot of history, and Jeff has put it all up there, right? His program has been to four Final Fours and two title games, and this is a team that seems to be young but seems to be coming together. I'm one, as a national basketball person, that always says you can never count Louisville out because you know they're going to play good D, and Jeff's going to figure out a way to put the pieces in the right spot. Is that a fair assessment?
Very fair assessment, yes.
What would you say about what I just said that is so typical and carries over for your culture every year at Louisville that makes this program always one of the elite programs?
I think, like, you know, in the past, like, 3 years, I'd say people have, I guess, seen Louisville as maybe an underdog or maybe not the first pick. But I don't think you can ever put Louisville as an underdog, you know, with the history we have in this program. Like, he went to four straight Final Fours. Like, that's not normal. Like, that's not something that just happens. You know, he has a system. The system works. So I think any team that he has, last year we were young, this year we're still a little bit young, but at the end of the day, like, we have Jeff Walls as our head coach, so he is going to get us and push us to that finish line. So I don't, like you said, I don't think you can ever count us out. I don't think anybody ever should count us out, especially with the games we've played and how we competed this year. I think we're going to be very special.
Taj, I think you're special. I think you're a wonderful person. I know the times I've been around you, I've enjoyed it. I'm so glad you were willing to come on the podcast. I hope this is first of many for you that you will want to say, hey, I'm going to call, I'm going to get Debbie, I'm going to get on that podcast again. You're welcome anytime. We'd love to have you. We wish you well the rest of the year, and I'll see you down the road in the ACC.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.